Please turn your Bible to the book of Ruth over in the Old Testament, just before 1 Samuel. Two or three Sundays ago, we were in the book of Ruth, and this morning we're in it again, and we're looking at redemption, God's redemption in the book of Ruth. Redemption is a New Testament term. It's mentioned in the Old Testament, and yet in the New Testament, the word redemption is very, very special to us. And the book of Ruth is a story of God's providential care, His sovereignty, His love, and His redemption for us. And it all goes, and it's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the book is about Him, isn't it? Jesus said, the volume of the book, I'm written in the volume of the book. So the book is about Him. So this is a love story. It's a true account, and yet it is a great love story mentioned in God's Word. And in this love story, we see the great love that God has shown us at Calvary, as Brother Ronnie just sang about. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we do thank You for Your great love for us. And Lord, during the hardships of life, Lord, help us to trust in You. Because You do love us, You care for us, You're ever present. And Lord, we thank You for this, and we thank You for such a great salvation and the security that we have in You. We give You praise. We thank You for Calvary. We thank You for the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. Here, this morning, I'm going to share this story with you. It's a little different type of message, but we're going to go through each chapter. We're not going to read it word for word, but in this book, again, is about redemption. So I want to remind you what happened in chapter 1 of Ruth. Elimelech and his wife Naomi and their two sons leave Bethlehem, Judah. Bethlehem means the house of bread. Judah means praise. So there was a famine in the land. This was in the period of the judges, a time when everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. We're living there now, aren't we? Everyone does what they want to do and forsake what God's Word says and the commandments of the Lord and our relationship. And we just do what we feel like doing, and when we want to go, we go and do and do, and we leave God out. So they leave the house of bread. There was a famine. But they go to Moab. Moab in Scripture is a dirty place. God called it my wash pot. And they go to Moab. They leave the house of bread, and Elimelech takes his wife and family to the world. Okay? They just go out, you know, that resembles the world, and seeking help and good times and the pleasures from the world, but they left the house of bread. You still with me? You know what happens? Elimelech dies. That's all the world has to offer you, by the way, and me. It may be fun for a little while, but it doesn't last. And Elimelech dies. Now his two sons, they have opportunity to go back to Bethlehem and to God's people, but they stayed. They lived there in about 10 years, the Bible says, and they marry foreign wives. You know what happened to their two sons? They both died. They died also. So now it's Naomi and her two daughter-in-laws. But you know what? Because of God's faithfulness, God's people turned back to God in the land, and God visits them again with bread. Naomi hears about it, And she is going back to Bethlehem, back to her people, back to the house of bread. Now, the two daughter-in-laws, Ruth and Orpah, Orpah kisses Naomi, but goes back to her gods and to her people. But Ruth clings to Naomi and says, your people will my people. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Where you die, I will die. Your God will be my God. So she clings to Naomi and to her God, and they go back to Bethlehem. Naomi changes her name to Bitter. You know why? Because her husband had died, her two sons. She's going back to an old house that probably has been run down, hadn't been lived in for over 10 years. She changes her name to Bitter because she had lost hope. But she goes back, and Ruth with her. Chapter 2 of the book of Ruth, Ruth goes in to glean. Now what this process is, when they're getting the barley in and the grain in, some sheaves fall by the wayside around the edges of the field and stuff, and the poor can go, and it's called gleaning, and clean up the field, and what they pick up, they can keep. So Ruth goes and gleans. Her mother-in-law's giving up hope. But Ruth, a woman of great integrity, a woman goes out and works in the very hot sun to glean for her mother-in-law and for herself, to provide. And as she's in that field, she happens to be in a special field. It's the field of Boaz. Now, Boaz was a kinsman to Ruth's husband. And he greets his workers and says, in a day where everyone was doing what they wanted to do and everyone did what was right in their own eyes, Boaz greets his worker and says, may the Lord be with thee. Blessed be the Lord upon you. And he is a godly man. In a day where others were forsaking the Lord, he remained faithful. You can tell by how he treats his servants and how he treats Ruth, and the things that he does, and we'll get to in just a moment. But he's a godly man. And he asks his workers, who is this? And they say, that's Ruth, the Moabitess. And he has heard of Ruth and how she was taking care of Naomi. And he said, protect her. Watch her and protect her. And he talks to Ruth, and Ruth bows herself to him, and he says, Ruth, I've heard about you. You stay with my workers and with my young women. They will protect you. And when they eat, you will eat with them. And when you need something to drink, you just drink from their water. Don't go any other field, but stay here under my protection. Everyone say, that's a blessing. And he tells his workers to even leave some extra for Ruth. See, that speaks of God's care. You know, it was not just a good luck or something that Ruth wound it up in that field. God was in it all. God was taking care of Naomi and Ruth. Why? Because God cares for you, for me. He cared for them. Naomi, bitter, had given up hope, thinking God no longer cared, and here they are, and yet God was providing for them, and God cared for them. And Ruth goes back and tells Naomi about the field. And Naomi says, that's Boaz, that's our kinsman. Now, To understand chapter 3, let's talk a little bit about the Mosaic Law. The Mosaic Law protected land rights and protected the women. What would happen under Mosaic Law if your older brother married and your older brother died? It was up to you to marry her to keep the name alive and to keep the land. You see, if she married someone else, that someone else would own the land. You see, the land was divided up as they went in and conquered the promised land, and the land was given to families. And to protect the family and the land, you would marry the widow of your next of kin. I don't know about you, but I'd make sure my brother married a good one, wouldn't you? Brother? No, she ain't for you. Yeah, pick that one. Yeah, okay. Just in case. Just in case. But that was to protect the ladies and to keep the family, the land within the family. That was Mosaic Law. Well, what happened was, both of Naomi's sons had died, and Boaz was a kinsman. So Ruth could claim a kinsman to marry her. But you see, there was one closer than Boaz. But what happened was, Ruth claims Boaz, and Boaz says that I will do all that you've asked me to do, and I will claim you, but there's one closer than me that he must be first to be asked. Still a man of integrity. Still a godly man. And in this great love story, Boaz, not Ruth, but Boaz goes to the leaders of the community there at the gate, the judges of the gate, and his kinsman is there, and he asks, will you marry Ruth? First, he said, yes. But then his children talk to him and says, Father, if you marry Ruth and you get her land, then all of your inheritance will go to your children, and it would leave us out. So then the man said, no, you can marry her. See, he was not willing, nor could he actually redeem the land and Ruth. Are y'all still with me? All right. Boaz then becomes the kinsman redeemer. That's a special title. Why is that special? A kinsman redeemer must be blood related. A kinsman redeemer must be willing to redeem. And a kinsman redeemer must be able to redeem. The first one was not willing, nor was he actually able to redeem Ruth and the land. But Boaz was. Why? He loved Ruth. Love at first sight. I mean, it's a great love story mentioned in God's Word. And he loves Ruth, and he says, yes, I will redeem. Yes, I will marry you. Why is that special to... Why is this Old Testament true account, historical account, special to us? Let me tell you. Boaz is a great picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do I say that? Why does all the scholars, why does the New Testament refer to redemption? Why is this so important? Why is he a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus, you see, is our blood relative. God left the portals of glory and became a man. He is our relative. We can relate to Jesus. Jesus can relate to us. He lived among us. He came. Born In Bethlehem, by the way, born in a manger and became one of us to relate to us. Secondly, he was willing. He is willing to redeem us. Thirdly, he is more than able. Why? To redeem us? More than able? Because God in the flesh made the sacrifice on the cross for you and I. Only he could do it. The writer of Hebrews that speaks of the new and living covenant says, no more by the blood of bulls or goats or the ashes of a heifer, but once for all for sin, Jesus, our great high priest, offered his blood in the heavenly tabernacle once for sin to redeem us. The Apostle Peter said it like this, we have not been redeemed with silver or gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus. The word redemption means to buy back. Now, when you think of redemption, it would be easy to say, well, Jesus bought us from the devil. No, he didn't. Redemption is to pay. What was paid? The sin debt was paid. You and I are sinners. We are like Ruth. Ruth was a foreigner in a strange land, hopeless, and yet the Redeemer redeemed her. And you see, Jesus redeemed us with his blood. We were like Ruth, helpless. But redemption, he paid the price. You and I are sinners. You cannot ever work your way to heaven or pay the sin price or the sin debt. You are a sinner. You're helpless. You're dead in trespasses and sins. But all you must do is to place your faith in our Redeemer. And like Ruth said, will you redeem me? And Boaz said, yes, I will redeem you. And Jesus will tell you, yes, I love you. I care for you. I will pay the price. I paid it at Calvary through my blood. I will pay your sin debt. And forever you will be my bride. Redemption. You and I can't be redeemed except through Jesus Christ. You can't do it yourself. No rite, no ritual, nothing can redeem you except the blood of Jesus, our kinsman redeemer. Amen. Redeemed, redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You know our new song in heaven, it says in Revelation that we're going to give Him praise, the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. One of our songs is going to be, You redeemed us by Your blood. What a song when we get to heaven. You won't be there unless you have been. You will not be in heaven singing that song unless you have been redeemed by the blood. Please listen. Ruth asked. Ruth claimed Boaz. It was a very public setting, by the way. Nothing dirty about it. It was a celebration time. The time of harvest. The barley was in. And she claimed Boaz in a very public setting. You can claim Jesus today in this public setting. You see, that wedding between Ruth and Boaz was a celebration. Boaz was not ashamed of Ruth. He loved her. And Ruth loved Boaz. And it was a celebration. Now, if you're ashamed of celebrating your Redeemer, there's something wrong. Something wrong. You can celebrate this morning. You can come forward. You can say, I belong to Jesus. I want to follow Him in believer's baptism. I want to serve Jesus here. And I want to celebrate. You know what we'll do? We'll celebrate. We'll hug your neck, shake your hand. We won't embarrass you. We'll just celebrate with you. Ruth, Boaz, our kinsman redeemer. Great picture of Jesus. You know why this is so important? In the New Testament, when you read all those big names in the lineage of Jesus, most I cannot pronounce, you know whose name you'll find? Ruth. Boaz and Ruth begat Obed. Obed begat Jesse. Jesse begat David, the king of Israel. In Bethlehem, in them same fields that Boaz redeemed Ruth, are the same fields that the shepherds was keeping watch over the flocks by night, just in those little hills right above those fields, when our Redeemer came to redeem us. Very important. Have you been redeemed? Will you trust Jesus this morning? Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You for the blood of the cross. And Lord, how significant Your blood that was shed, how You demonstrated Your love and care for us at the cross while we were yet sinners. You died for us. And Lord, we're so helpless. We're dead and children of wrath unless for Your grace. Help us to receive Your grace by faith this morning. Help us to believe. And Lord, if someone needs to celebrate, make it public and make a stand for You this morning. Please, Lord, woo them by Your Holy Spirit. And may they respond in faith. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.